أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال فما خطبك يا سامري؟ قال بصرت بما لم يبصروا به فقبضت قبضة من أثر الرسول فنبذتها وكذلك سولت لي نفسي. قال فاذهب فإن لك في الحياة أن تقول لا مساس وإن لك موعدا لن تخلفه وانظر إلى إلهك الذي ظلت عليه عاكفا لنحرقنه ثم لننسفنه في اليم نسفا إنما إلهكم الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وسع كل شيء علما صدق الله العظيم. After speaking to Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam turns his attention to Samiri to inquire the reality of what he had done. Hence, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam says, فَمَا خَطْبُكَ يَا Samiri, O Samiri, what is the reality of your story? In other words, what had actually happened, you need to explain. قَالَ بَصُرْتُ بِمَا لَمْ يَبْصُرُوا بِهِ. He replied, he said to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, I had seen what others had not seen. فَقَبَضْتُ قَبْدَةً مِّنْ أَثَرِ الرَّسُولِ. Then I seized a handful of dust from the footsteps or the tracks of the messenger. What actually happened was when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed Fir'aun, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. According to some narrations, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam had come on horseback. Now amongst all those that were present would Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, obviously besides the two Nabis, in the whole community, there was one person only that had some form of interaction with Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, as we had explained and discussed at the time of the birth of Samiri, when his mother had left him in the cave. Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam had come with his sustenance. So he recognized and realized that this is Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. Secondly, either the actual steps of Jibreel alayhi salam or the steps of the horse, wherever the horse or Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam's foot had been placed on the ground, Samiri had realized that ground that was dead and barren had become lush. Those portions which were touched by the foot of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam or the feet of the horse of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. So Samiri at that time picked up a handful of that dust. And then he says, فَنَبَذْتُهَا, I threw that dust into that pit where the Bani Israel had placed all the jewelry, the gold and the silver and the brass and the other aspects of it. And hence, there also there is one narration that he had it in his hand, his fist was closed. Hazrat Musa, Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam had thought that Samiri had some jewelry with him that belonged to the Egyptians. So he said to Samiri, throw that into the pit. Samiri said to Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam that if I throw it, would you make a dua that whatever is in my heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that dua. Now this was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam are most compassionate. Their duas are with every ummati. And hence Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam made that dua. And then Samiri in his heart made this intention that, oh Allah, whatever this touches should get life. And the result was that when he threw it, it became in the form of the calf. وَكَذَلِكَ سُوَّلَتْ لِي نَفْسِي. Samiri then says to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and that is how I was tempted by my own self. And in this manner he explains to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam the reality. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam meets out the punishment to Samiri. قَالَ فَذْهَبْ فَإِنَّ لَكَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ أَن تَقُولَ لَا مِسَاسِ. Go, for certainly in your life you will have this punishment that you will say la misas. Misas means that do not touch There will be no one that will touch me, and I will not touch another person. One is the physical contact, and one is the contact in every other way. I will be totally now aloof from my entire community and my entire people till the day I leave the world. There is no one that is going to speak to me, and I am not going to speak to anyone. In some narrations it appears that Hazrat Musa alayhi salat was salam, because of this act of renegade, because of the act of turning away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in actual fact he was supposed to have been killed, which was a consideration by Musa alayhi salat was salam. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that because of the kind heartedness of Samiri, besides the fact that he had tempted the Bani Israel into kufr and shirk, but otherwise his heart is a very kind heart, he is a person of great compassion, and because of that he will not be killed, but rather he will be given this punishment. And also, so long as he lives, the Bani Israel will remember that if they deviate from the path of Allah, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had emancipated them, Allah had given them a deen, Allah had given them a kitab, then this will become a great remembrance for them. Some narrations indicate that if he touched anyone or anyone touched him, then both of them will be getting flu or fever, and in this way they will remain sick for a long period of time. وَإِنَّ لَكَ مَوْعِدًا لَن تُخْلَفَ, and for you is a mu'ida, for you is a promise that will never be broken, and that is the promise of the day of Qiyamah. That this is the material punishment that you will go through, but there on the day of Qiyamah and thereafter will be a far greater punishment. وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ إِلَٰهِكَ الَّذِي ظَلْتَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفًا. Thereafter, Hazrat Musa alayhi salat was salam said that insofar as the punishment carrying on further, that you will look at your God, you will look at your deity, your object of worship, alladhi ghalta alayhi akifa, that which you had persisted upon and insisted upon worshipping, what will happen? لَنُحَذِّقَنَّهُ, we will burn it. Musa alayhi salat was salam, in some narrations it was burnt, and here the question may arise that if it is made of gold and silver, then it is going to melt, it is not going to come into ash. So there are some narrations, Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that there were those that believed that this had become, the calf had actual flesh on it, and that is what Hazrat Musa alayhi salat was salam was referring to, that it was slaughtered, it was burnt. ثُمَّ لَنَنْسِفَنَّهُ فِي الْيَمِّ نَسْفَى, and then we will throw it into the sea, and in that way Samiri will remember that this can never ever be a god, and all those that worship it will. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, and Allah says, Musa alayhi salat was salam finally said, innama ilahukum, certainly your ilah, your god, your deity, Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, is that Allah who has no partner, no equivalence, there is no god besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasi'a kulla shay'in ilma, and the one very great quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst the other qualities of Allah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands over everything insofar as knowledge is concerned, that the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends over everything in this entire universe. And if you compare that to this calf that you were worshipping, the calf has absolutely no knowledge whatsoever. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam in this manner addresses Samiri, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam concludes with the matter of Samiri also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also concludes with the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam at this particular point in the Quran Kareem. Now there were very many lessons that we had learned, and especially this last lesson, that when a kitab had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a Nabi was sent, and that Nabi freed them physically from the clutches of Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to free us also from the clutches of kufr and zulm and darkness and oppression. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us the most beautiful way of life, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wahdahu la sharika la, who has absolutely no partner, there is none equivalent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will be freed from the clutches of this material world. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.